Jesus would speak to us in parables to convey understandings to us about the kingdom of God that we just didn't have the ability to grasp. He knew some things about heaven that he needed to be able to convey it to us. And he wanted to do it in a way that we would remember, so he came up with the parables. That was one of the ways he taught. I want to share with you one of these in Matthew chapter 25. And then I'll share with you what I get out of it. For the kingdom of God is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey. Then he that had received 5 talents went immediately and started trading with those, and he made 5 others for a total of 10. And likewise, he that had received 2 also gained 2 more. But he that had the 1 went and dug a hole in the earth, and he hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought the other 5 talents, saying, Lo, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained 5 more talents besides the 1 you gave me. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Likewise, the one that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you gave me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 others besides them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Now, I see a pattern here. I see the fact that there's 2 servants that the Lord is rewarding handsomely. Okay? I also see diligence. I also see that they had an attitude of accountability. They knew that they needed to get busy doing something because they had that type of respect for their Lord. Okay. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you were a hard man, reaping where you hadn't sown and gathering where you had not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the earth. Lo, here is what belongs to you. He tried to give it back to him. But his Lord said unto him, You wicked, slothful servant, you knew that I reaped where I didn't sow, and you knew I gathered where I didn't scatter seed. You should have put my money on deposit with the banks, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with interest. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents. For every one of you that has shall be given, and he shall have an abundance. But from him that has not, even what he has shall be taken away. And cast that unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Again, I'd like to mention that the first 2 were rewarded. And it should show us about the heart of God who wants to reward us. I also, see a theme of accountability in there. I see a connection with that and the parable of the 10 virgins, you know, where we have to have, we have to have the type of a heart that wants to serve our master. And it's like, until we get to that point and we realize, you know, he's the creator of the universe and we're created beings, and he deserves for that type of respect. He deserves for that type of obedience. Especially for what he did. you know, when he sent his son to die on the cross. Another comparison I can't help but see is that he buried it in the ground. It makes me think about the Christians who bury their faith that they have in Jesus in the ground. In other words, they don't tell anybody about it. We are ashamed of Jesus to the point that we would rather bury any identity we have with him in the ground rather than be publicly identified with him. Jesus talked about how that we are, if we are ashamed of him in his words, that he will be ashamed of us when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Another thing that I really need to mention about this, for anybody who feels like that they've buried their talent in the sand, and I don't look down on anybody because I've done the same thing. It was stories like this that got my attention and got me to start seeking God for his help. But here it is. The master asked him why he didn't put the money with the exchanger so that he could have gained interest. That makes me think that if we have certain fears about putting our faith in action, we should get around some people who are doing some of the things that are giving back to the Lord and his kingdom, so that something can be developed in us just from being around them. You know, we become more and more like the people that we hang around. You know, if we're going to hang around wise people, we're going to become wise. If we hang around with foolish, worldly people, we're just going to squander our inheritance in the kingdom of God away. And that's not something that, if we're wise, we don't want to do it. How many people have been praying for wisdom? Others may have been given more talents, but we should still get around the means of getting something more back than we were given. What I've learned is when God gives me something to go out there and work, something that he's blessed me with to actually use for his kingdom, whenever I get out there and work it, he gives me more stuff to do. You know, even better stuff. And that's what we got to look forward to anyways. But thank you very much for listening.